President, Indonesia would like to express its sincere appreciation to the Honorable Minister of State of Samoa for the comprehensive national report and constructive engagement during the UPR process. Indonesia appreciates efforts by the Government of Samoa to promote and protect human rights in the country, especially on legal and social reforms as recommended during the first cycle of UPR. These efforts are also in line with its sustainable development goals and include the establishment of national strategy on health, community development, and gender issues. Mr. Vice President, Indonesia welcomes the establishment of Samoa National Human Rights Institutions in 2013. We take note that the current National Human Rights Institutions was established within the existing Office of the Ombudsman and encourages that a strengthened and independent national human rights institutions could be further promoted. In this regard, Indonesia recommends the Government of Samoa to continue supporting the work of national human rights institutions in line with the Paris Principles and in collaborations with civil society and other relevant stakeholders to raise awareness on human rights and conduct more human rights activities in Samoa. Indonesia also welcomes the considerations by the Government of Samoa to sign and ratify several human rights conventions. In this regard, Indonesia would like to encourage the Government of Samoa to consider signing and ratifying the Conventions Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman, and Degrading Treatment or Punishment. Indonesia also recommends the Government of Samoa to consider the accessions to the Conventions on the Protections of the Rights of All Migrant Workers and Members of Their Families to strengthen further its national legal framework. Mr. Vice President, we wish Samoa a successful UPR.